It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This weekend is the annual Minocqua Dragon Boat Festival, where teams from across the Midwest will race, and they'll raise money for healthcare causes in northern Wisconsin communities.
Several paddlers from the Island City Dragon Boat Club in Minocqua will move on to race in the Club Crew World Championships in Italy next month. Their teams have found success against clubs in much bigger cities and have helped propel them to the international stage.
Mike Mondrell is the head coach of the Island City Dragon Boat Club. He'll be one of the Minocqua racers heading to Italy for the World Championships. And Katie Simonson is a paddler and steer person for the Island City Dragon Boat Club. She and her husband participate in the club's mixed team, and their children are part of the club's youth team. Mike and Katie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Mike, for people who might not be familiar, what exactly are dragon boats?
Dragon boat is basically a 40-foot canoe. It has a standard boat, has 10 seats in it, two paddlers per seat, so you only paddle one side. So a total of 20 paddlers. It has a drummer in the front and a steers person in the back. So total of 22 people in the boat.
And what is the role of the drummer on board?
The role of the drummer is to kind of keep the beat and set the pace for the paddlers in the boat. That goes back to the tradition of the sport. It's Chinese sport. It's over 2,000 years old, and that's sort of there. It's a traditional role of having the drummer in the boat.
Katie, how is it different from the type of rowing that we have just seen in the Summer Olympics?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I think the most obvious thing is, other than the number of people in the boat, it's the fact that we are facing forward instead of facing backwards. So we don't necessarily do the rowing action. It's more of a forward paddling action. If you were watching the Olympics, it's really more like the canoeing going forward. So just the big, long strokes heading forward, only with 19 other people in the boat with you.
And what is it like to try to keep on time and the synchronicity with all of the paddling going on board one of these boats?
Yeah, that is a big challenge. And it's one of the first thing that coach teaches us when we get in the boat. So everybody keeps their eyes on the front row, the stroke. They're the ones that set the stroke, very similar to what you see with the rowing. They set the pace. And if you're anywhere other than seat one, your eyes are on them. And so when their arm goes up, your arm is up. When their arm goes down, your arm goes down. So it is very, very important to keeping the boat lifted and moving forward.
Mike, would you say that dragon boat racing is a growing interest? Do you see a rise in popularity?
Yeah, for sure. Kind of all over. It used to sort of be more of a southern state type sport. But now we're seeing more teams, northern states, in the west, in the east. Obviously, the southern states year-round on the water. That's a good thing. But yes, it's growing. Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why is it increasing in popularity?
I think more exposure. People are beginning to see the sport. And it's kind of, I guess, when you see a dragon boat, because it's got a dragon head on the front and a tail on the back, it's kind of interesting. And then I think it kind of captures your interest and you want to know more. And then people want to get involved, and we get them on the water, we get them going, and it's a good time.
And the rest is history. Katie, what kind of attention does the Minocqua Dragon Boat Festival bring to the community?
I think it's a really great community event. So they try to focus on not just the dragon boat aspect of it, but the community aspect. So I know they do, they are raising funds this year they have a different topic each time. And so it's a good way to keep the community involved that way. Also, they highlight the sport of dragon boating, but they get you there through the community. So I think it's a good way to get everybody involved. There's the youth, there's the volunteers. And so it's just a fun day to get everybody out there on the water or helping get everybody out on the water.
Your kids are involved. What do they think of dragon boat racing?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to them the last couple of days about that, and they really just like the idea of working together as a team. I think that was one thing that kept coming across, is it's not just about them. You know, we've been paddling. We took them out when they were 6 weeks old, so they've been paddling since they were very young, canoeing, kayaking. But the first time they got in the dragon boat, it was something that was very different, because it was, the focus wasn't just on them and how they were working, but it was how they fit with the team. And I think that was really unique and something that stuck with them. And that seems to be the thing that keeps bringing them back.
Mike, how did you find dragon boat racing?
That's a good question. So I used to race flat water marathon canoes many years ago, and every once in a while I would go to a marathon canoe race, and there I would see a dragon boat, and I thought it was sort of ridiculous at the time. I asked, they were mostly for display purposes, but I would look at the boat and I would ask questions like, what do they do with those? And they would say, well, they race. And I said, well, how far they race? And they said, oh, like 200 meters, 500 meters. And being a long distance marathon paddler, I was not interested at all. And then in 2007, I moved to Florida and I was kind of bored. And I heard a advertisement on the local radio station there that someone had a dragon boat, and they were looking for people that were interested to come down and give it a try. And I thought, well, I got nothing going on, so I'll go check it out. So I went down there and I got in the boat. That was my first time ever in a dragon boat, and I kind of liked it. And that's kind of how I got my start.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We're talking about the Minocqua Dragon Boat Festival and what it's like to basically paddle in dragon boats. We have Coach Mike Mondrell and paddler Katie Simonson with us from the Island City Dragon Boat Club. Katie, what was your on-ramp to getting in dragon boats and really starting to be more committed to it?
Well, actually, it was through my kids. And so I had no interest in it. I'm an open water swimmer, so my summers were already full. I didn't need anything else. But the kids were going to, had started because of a connection that they had found. So they started it and liked it. And my husband had been taking them. I'm like, great, that's good for them, keeps them busy. And then one night he couldn't take them. And so I drove them up there, and there was a spot in the boat, and Coach is like, hey, you can hop in with us. And the rest is history, because I got in there. I'm like, this is so much fun. It is so much fun. Even though I had no idea what I was doing, you get that big boat moving and everybody's working together. And I just had a blast. And so then I found out that there was a women's team. And I said, great, sign me up.
Is there any conversation that is happening on the boat, or is it mostly being very focused, listening for the drumming, watching what is ahead of you? What is it like on the boat itself?
Well, I think Coach thinks there's too much talking sometimes. But no, it really depends. So I think for the most part, we try to be focused when we're trying to get the boat moving. There are down times where we can just sort of relax. One of the boat commands is let it run. And so it's just kind of sitting there in the boat, and we can grab a sip of water, you know, and talk a little bit. But otherwise, while we're training, and definitely during a race, the heads are in the boat and you are focused.
Mike, you as a coach, where are you positioned when these boats are moving through the water?
So let me back up for a second. So Katie also steers. So the steers person stands on the back of the boat, and they have a big long steering oar, and that's how we control the direction of the boat. And our steers also give the calls during a race. So we have a race plan, and the steers will talk through the race. And the focus of the paddlers is on the steers person's voice. So Katie is not only a paddler, but she also steers. And we don't have too many people that steer. So that's a big plus. She's actually a really good steer. And she's going to be steering for our youth team at the Minocqua Festival. So that'll be cool because she'll be steering a boat with two of her kids paddling in.
I love it. I love it. And so are you on dry land then and watching, or where are you positioned?
So normally at practice, because we use two boats at practice, I normally steer one of the boats. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I will paddle in a boat and sit like in the last seat, which is seat 10, just so I can get a better feel for what's going on. So at the Minocqua Festival, I will be actually paddling for our mixed team. I wouldn't say I'm ever on dry land.
You're out there in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So when the women are out there, I just kind of watch the race, and I'm just make sure that I can tell what kind of start they got off to, and I kind of watch the race, and then any observations I can let them know after the race is over.
And Mike, you and a few others from Minocqua will be racing in the Club Crew World Championships in Italy next month. What does that opportunity mean to you and to these racers?
It's huge. So Club Crew Worlds are every 2 years, and that's club teams. So like Minocqua, Island City is considered a club team. So the team that I paddle for in Florida is called Heat. And last year at Nationals, our Heat team qualified several boats in different divisions. And one of the divisions, they're all done by age group. One of the divisions we qualified in was the Senior B division. And we lost a few paddlers from that boat because we qualified a year ago. And so we needed to replace those paddlers that we lost. So there's a couple of women on Island City that were interested. They're basically distance paddlers, but they make trips to Florida and they get in there. There's a minimum amount of training they have to qualify. So they go there and they get their training hours in with that other team, with the Heat team in Florida. So there's two women and myself that are going to Italy. And that's intense competition. That's, you know, the best club teams from all over the world. That's coming up in a few weeks here. So it's getting close.
A quick logistical question for you. I'm curious, are there, you know, for communities hearing this and would love to bring dragon boats to their own community, I'm wondering, is there particular water or lake access that makes dragon boats ideal for some places and more difficult for other communities?
So you're looking for as quiet a water as you can find. So naturally, like a big lake, like with a lot of boat traffic would not be ideal. So like we practice on Lake Minocqua. We practice early in the mornings on the weekends. We practice in the evenings during the week. It's fairly quiet out there. You're looking for more quiet, peaceful water. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Katie, can you leave us with some encouragement for someone who might be interested in this, who might want to try paddling for the first time?
Oh, yeah, just do it. Once you get in the boat, there's nothing that really prepares you for what happens when you're in the boat, because it's not just about you and your paddle in the water. It's really about the synergy with everybody else in the boat. and just the excitement of getting that boat moving and staying together. And it is really nothing that you can predict or replicate. So all I can say is just give it a try, and I can almost guarantee you will love it.
Well, Mike and Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Mike Mondrell, that is the head coach of the Island City Dragon Boat Club in Minocqua. And Katie Simonson is a paddler and steer person in the club with us to share the sport of dragon boat racing in the upcoming Minocqua Dragon Boat Festival that is set for Saturday on Lake Minocqua.